Dickerson Park Zoo has been hosting Art Gone Wild for a number of years now, every year. This year, you're holding it in conjunction with another event. Tell me about Global Elephant Day and what the idea is behind that.
Well, Global Elephant Day is an annual event as well, and it just so happened that it fell upon the same date as our Art Gone Wild. So it was a really good opportunity to join these two. World Elephant Day is a day set aside to draw attention to the plight of elephants around the world in the wild. They are a critically endangered species, and every day there are 96 elephants killed in Africa. So there's a whole campaign called 96 Elephants to bring awareness to that. And Association of Zoos and Aquariums is the accrediting organization. We are accredited by AZA, and they have joined with the Wildlife Conservation Society, and they partner for this day to promote elephant welfare. So our art will have elephant themes to it this Saturday.
All right. So tell me about some of the things that kids can make.
Well, from 10 to 2, with admission to the zoo, the art activities are free with your admission. We'll have art stations set up, and they can make elephant buttons. And then another neat one is they're going to blow paint. We'll have a station for blow painting. Blow painting is what one of our elephants, the male elephant Indy, he does blow painting through his trunk, and we'll just spray a canvas. So we're going to set up a big canvas, and kids will be able to blow paint through straws and make their own blow painting like an elephant would.
Pretend like they're Indy. And there's going to be a trunk talk. When is it, and what information can people learn?
The trunk talk is at 11 o'clock, and it's in Tropical Asia in front of the elephant exhibit. That's when one of our zookeepers that works with the elephants, he or she will come out and talk about the care of the elephants. They will explain some of the behaviors that the elephants do, lifting their foot, lowering down, rising back up. And these aren't just tricks. All of the behaviors that the animals learn have a reason behind them that have to do with medical purposes. Lift your foot. You know, patients, lift your foot, Moolah. They can look under the foot. They can see if there's a rock embedded or if there's a problem, if there needs to be care. So they'll do those. They'll do a feeding demonstration, take questions. And elephants can learn up to 40 or 50 behaviors and remember those. So you've heard, you know, an elephant never forgets. There's some truth to that. And so that will go on at 11 o'clock. It's a chance to interact with the zookeepers and learn about their job. And then at 2 o'clock, a little bit more fun side as opposed to the educational, we're going to do a watermelon stomp.
Art Gone Wild and the Global Elephant Day activities, as you said, are free with zoo admission. And if you go to the zoo now, you can see the new baby giraffe that was born on Monday. Tell me about her and how she and her mom are doing.
They are doing great. She was born Monday afternoon. She was out on exhibit during the birth. We've been watching her for close to a month now, at least, waiting for the day. Some of our guests that were here that day got to be here to view it. And so she was just out in the exhibit yard and the other giraffes around. But her whole labor and delivery took about 2.5 hours. So about 3:30 in the afternoon, she was born. Baby has had her first checkup. It's not easy to get a baby giraffe to stand still to get an accurate height, but she's about 6.5 feet tall and she weighs about 150 pounds.
So big baby.
She's a big baby. She had a big drop from her mama, and but she's doing great. She's really cute.
And how can someone find out more about Art Gone Wild or about the zoo in general?
You can go to our website, dickersonparkzoo.org, or if you have any questions and just want to talk to somebody, call 833-1570.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.